Coffee Break German Magazine, Season 1, Episode 8. Also nochmal herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
Wie geht's dir, Andrea?
Mir geht's super. Und dir, Marc?
Ja, super, danke. Ich bin sehr froh, weil heute fahren wir nach Liechtenstein, ja?
Ach, wunderbar.
Ja. So we're off to Liechtenstein today, which some of our listeners may not be familiar with. It's a small state, it's a principality.
Yes.
And it's sandwiched between Austria and Switzerland.
Exactly.
Quite near to the German border too.
Yes, it's really not far away from any of the German-speaking countries.
Indeed. And as a result, of course, German is spoken there. So we're going to find a little more out about Liechtenstein today. As a verb, we're going to be listening to a text. We'll be talking about the language in that text. And then there are a couple of other bits of our podcast that we're looking forward to too. But now let's get straight on with the show. Also, bist du bereit?
Ich bin bereit.
Los geht's. So as ever, we're going to be joined by Oliveira for this next section, and Oliveira is going to read our text. Afterwards, we'll talk through the text and look at some of the interesting language points in this text. Also,
Bühne frei für Oliveira.
Hallo alle zusammen. Heute geht es bei uns um ein deutschsprachiges Land, aber nicht etwa Deutschland oder Österreich, auch nicht die Schweiz. Wisst ihr, worum es gehen könnte? Also, fangen wir an. Eins von Europas kleinsten Ländern ist im Januar 2019 300 Jahre alt geworden. Es geht um Liechtenstein, das mit seinen rund 40.000 Einwohnern und mit einer Fläche, die der Hälfte von München entspricht, zwischen der Schweiz und Österreich liegt. Liechtenstein ist das kleinste deutschsprachige Land und der sechstkleinste Staat der ganzen Welt. Es ist bekannt für seine mittelalterlichen Burgen, wunderschönen Alpenlandschaften und kleinen Dörfer, die durch Wanderwege verbunden sind. Die Hauptstadt Vaduz ist gleichzeitig auch das Zentrum der Kultur. Hier findet man zum Beispiel auch das Kunstmuseum Liechtenstein, in dem moderne und zeitgenössische Kunstwerke ausgestellt werden. Da Liechtenstein ein Fürstentum ist, gibt es einen Fürsten, der seinen Titel an seine Nachkommen vererbt. Es gibt jedoch auch einen Landtag, der aus 25 Vertretern besteht und vom Volk gewählt wird. Das Volk kann zudem auch bei direkt demokratischen Entscheiden an der Politik des Landes teilnehmen. Die Staatsform Liechtensteins ist deswegen also eine konstitutionelle Monarchie auf demokratisch-parlamentarischer Grundlage. Das Fürstentum wurde am 23. Januar 1719 als solches gegründet, hatte aber aufgrund mangelnder diplomatischen Verbindungen und Abkommen mit anderen Ländern Schwierigkeiten, eine stabile Wirtschaft aufzubauen und seinen Einwohnern gute Lebensbedingungen zu gewährleisten. Erst seit Ende des Zweiten Weltkrieges konnte sich Liechtenstein dann langsam, aber stetig zu einem wichtigen Wirtschaftsstandort mit einer großen politischen Stabilität entwickeln. So kam es zum Beispiel dazu, dass das Frauenstimmrecht erst im Jahr 1984 eingeführt wurde und der Beitritt zu den Vereinten Nationen im Jahr 1990 erfolgte. Liechtenstein ist das einzige deutschsprachige Land, in dem Deutsch die einzige offizielle Amtssprache ist. In den Medien wird normalerweise Schweizer Hochdeutsch gesprochen und wie auch in der Schweiz gibt es hier kein Scharf-S, sondern nur das doppelte S. Viele sprechen auch verschiedene liechtensteinische Dialekte, von denen die meisten den mittelalemannischen oder hochalemannischen Dialekten aus den angrenzenden Schweizer Kantonen entsprechen. Also wünschen wir vom Coffee Break Team Liechtenstein alles Gute zum 300. Geburtstag.
Also sehr interessant. Andrea, warst du schon in Liechtenstein?
Ja, einmal.
Ach so?
Ja, ich musste tanken.
Yeah, to fill up the car, yeah.
Yeah, genau.
Well, we were in Liechtenstein earlier this year, and I'm ashamed to say that rather than taste some local delicacies, we ended up going to McDonald's for lunch. It was a lovely McDonald's.
Yes, I bet it was. I bet it was.
It was to please the whole family. Well, not the whole family, but certain members
yes,
of the family.
Yes, I understand. I totally understand.
But it was a lovely place. I thought beautifully clean and just like everywhere in that part of the world.
So did you see the castle?
Yes. We didn't go right up to the castle, unfortunately. We didn't have time because it was a day trip that we were coming from the south of Germany, going into Austria, Switzerland and Liechtenstein. Uh-huh. We wanted to do the four countries in one day thing.
Very good.
But we, yeah, as I say, lunch in Liechtenstein, not quite what I had hoped, but nonetheless, it was good.
Excellent.
Okay, let's go back through the text as usual. Andrea will read each sentence or each part of the sentence, and then we'll talk about any grammar or interesting vocabulary in these sentences. Let's go.
Okay. Eins von Europas kleinsten Ländern ist im Januar 2019 300 Jahre alt geworden.
Okay, so we've got geworden at the end of that sentence, and that's to become.
Yes,
so yeah. So geworden is a past participle, mm-hmm. ist geworden, because it has become, there's a change of state.
Yes.
In this case, it's a change of age.
Yes, so it basically means they turned 300.
300, yeah. So if we go through it, eins von Europas kleinsten Ländern, mm-hmm. one of Europe's smallest lands, small countries,
mm-hmm. ist im Januar 2019 300 Jahre alt geworden.
So became mm-hmm. Or turned mm-hmm. 300 years old in January 2019.
Genau, sehr gut. Es geht um Liechtenstein.
So es geht um, literally it goes about, but yes. It's what it's about. We're talking about
yes.
Liechtenstein.
So this is a very interesting sentence that you can also use if you talk about a film or mm-hmm. a book. So I'm reading this book. Oh, worum geht es? What is it about? Uh-huh. Es geht um einen Mann, bloody, bloody, blah.
Right, so worum.
Yeah.
That's one of these interesting question words because I would never have come up with that.
Yes. Worum,
what about goes it?
Exactly.
Okay, so what's it about? Worum geht es?
Mm-hmm.
So es geht um Liechtenstein.
Ja, das mit seinen rund 40.000 Einwohnern.
I'm not quite sure about the rund there. Does that mean about?
It means more than about.
Right.
So we could say that the words we see in these sentences is either knapp oder rund.
Knapp or rund.
Knapp
okay.
means it's just below.
Mm-hmm.
Ja, zum Beispiel das Land mit seinen knapp 40.000 Einwohnern means that there are 39,000.
Right,
da, da, da.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Und rund means that there are 40,000 uh-huh. and probably more.
Okay. So we're talking about Liechtenstein. Which, with its more than 40,000 mm-hmm. mm-hmm. inhabitants.
Und mit einer Fläche, die der Hälfte von München entspricht.
Oh, right, okay, yes. So the Fläche is the area.
Yes.
Which, is it half of the size of Munich?
Yes, so entsprechen okay. is correspond to.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so the area is about half of the area of Munich.
Of Munich. But we're talking, of course, about a country here being
yes.
the half the area of a city.
Yes.
So with its 40 or over 40,000 inhabitants and its area that is half of Munich.
Mm-hmm. Zwischen der Schweiz und Österreich liegt.
So between Switzerland and Austria lies.
Yes, so I think we should look at the whole sentence
yes,
again.
Yes, indeed. That okay. leaked at the end.
So,
sort of hanging there.
Really nice. It's a nice sentence. So, es geht um Liechtenstein. It's about Liechtenstein. Das mit seinen rund 40.000 Einwohnern und mit einer Fläche. So, we're here in a subordinate relative clause.
Yep.
And now we're opening another subordinate clause. So, mit yeah. einer Fläche, comma, another relative clause, die der Hälfte von München entspricht. And now we're closing the whole sentence, zwischen der Schweiz und Österreich liegt.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a kind of embedded subordinate clause within another subordinate
yes,
clause there.
Yes, exactly.
And we've still got that leaked right at the end.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Good. Okay, I'll read on. Liechtenstein ist das kleinste deutschsprachige Land und der sechstkleinste Staat der ganzen Welt.
Okay, so Liechtenstein is the smallest German-speaking country,
mm-hmm.
and is it the sixth smallest country in the whole world?
Yeah, genau.
So sechstkleinste, that's one word.
Yeah.
The sixth smallest.
Mm-hmm.
Quite tricky to say. Mm-hmm. Sechst.
Sechstkleinste.
Kleinste. Yeah. Okay, good. Let's move on.
Es ist bekannt für seine mittelalterlichen Burgen, wunderschönen Alpenlandschaften und kleinen Dörfer.
Okay, so it's known for its, is that medieval castles?
Yes.
Beautiful alpine landscapes?
Yes.
And little villages?
Yeah. So this is quite a tricky bit, and maybe we can tell our listeners that I stumbled upon this.
No. We did have a little discussion about it beforehand.
Yes, basically, I fell into a little trap here. So we have kleinen Dörfer.
So that's little villages.
Yes, and this comes after für. Yeah, es ist bekannt für. It's famous for.
Mm-hmm.
And the für requires what case?
Dative?
Nein.
Akkusativ. Okay.
So the klein becomes kleinen because it's an accusative plural.
Okay.
Yeah. And then because we've been reading mittelalterlichen Burgen, wunderschönen Alpenlandschaften.
Yep.
Und kleinen Dörfer.
Nicht Dörfern.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, surely there must be an N, but no. Okay, so Dörfer stays Dörfer.
So Burgen and Alpenlandschaften are simply plurals.
Yes.
There's no case going on here. There's no case
no,
change.
No, that's okay. Just the plural of these words. And that's what tricked my ear. And I thought, surely it must be Dörfern. And only when I went back and analyzed it, I realized that the plural of Dörfer, well, of Dorf,
is Dörfer. Yeah.
And there is no change.
Okay. Well, it really makes me happy to know that you, as a native speaker, also find these things difficult. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. Okay. So it's known for its medieval castles, beautiful alpine landscapes and small villages.
Mm-hmm. And then we continue with a nice subordinate clause, a relative clause, die durch Wanderwege verbunden sind.
So which are verbunden, connected?
Yes.
Through Wanderwege, are they hiking paths?
Hiking paths, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Die Hauptstadt Vaduz ist gleichzeitig auch das Zentrum der Kultur.
So the capital city Vaduz is gleich, at the same time, also the center of culture.
Genau. Hier findet man zum Beispiel auch das Kunstmuseum Liechtenstein.
So here can one find, for example, also the Liechtenstein Art Museum.
Genau. In dem moderne und zeitgenössische Kunstwerke ausgestellt werden.
Right. In which modern and something about time.
Zeitgenössisch. I love this word. Huh? So it is... also ein Genosse is a comrade. Yeah?
All right, okay.
Und zeitgenössisch is it is part of this time. Okay.
Contemporary.
Yes.
Okay, right. So zeitgenössische Kunstwerke, so contemporary works of art.
Yes.
And the ausgestellt, they're put on display.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Super. Da Liechtenstein ein Fürstentum ist.
Da, is that like since?
Yes.
Because.
Yes, because, yeah.
So
or since.
Because Liechtenstein is a principality?
Genau. Fürstentum? Ein Fürstentum. So the head of state is Fürst Adam.
So Prince Adam?
Ja, genau. Gibt es einen Fürsten?
So there is a prince.
Mhm. Der seinen Titel an seine Nachkommen vererbt.
Der seine, something about his title,
mm-hmm.
and the Nachkommen, are they people who come after?
Yes.
So, can you help me here?
His heirs, his children.
Oh, right, descendants.
Descendants, yeah.
So
das sind seine Nachkommen und er vererbt den Titel.
He passes on his title to Right, so it's he's a prince and the royal family maintains the royal family position.
Exactly.
Birth.
So his son will be the prince.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Es gibt jedoch auch einen Landtag, der aus 25 Vertretern besteht und vom Volk gewählt wird.
Right, and a Landtag, is this something to do with politics?
Yes, so that would be their parliament.
Right, so there's also jedoch?
Jedoch is...
However or something
though,
like that. Though, okay.
Though there is also...
But there's also a parliament,
mm-hmm.
which...
besteht, is made of...
Made of, yep. Is made of 25 Vertretern.
Representatives.
Right, I didn't know that one.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is made up of 25 representatives who are chosen
mm-hmm.
from elected. The people.
Elected. Yeah. Elected by the people.
By the people. So it's von dem Volk, vom
yeah.
Volk. So it's by the people as opposed to out of the people. They're not chosen
yes,
from.
Yes, so this is a nice passive sentence. And we have wird at the end.
Yep.
From werden. But it's not the same werden that we saw in the first sentence that you
turn
300.
Such.
Huh?
Yep, uh-huh.
So it's the werden of the passive.
Mm-hmm.
And we see here that the Landtag, which is elected by the people.
So rather than saying the people elect the Landtag, we're saying the Landtag is elected by the people vom Volk
genau.
Gewählt wird.
Genau.
Okay, good. A little bit tricky, the passive,
mm-hmm.
I have to say.
I know.
Let's
okay.
continue.
Das Volk kann zudem auch bei direkt demokratischen Entscheiden an der Politik des Landes teilnehmen.
Okay. It's quite tricky, this all this stuff about politics, I have to say. Das Volk kann zudem auch bei direkt... So, the people can also
mm-hmm.
Teilnehmen, take part in
yeah.
Direct democratic decisions?
Yeah. What do you think that is?
They can vote.
Yeah, so they vote in referenda.
Referenda, right, mm-hmm. okay. And Politik des Landes, so about the politics of the country.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Die Staatsform Liechtensteins ist deswegen also eine konstitutionelle Monarchie auf demokratisch-parlamentarischer Grundlage.
Wow.
I know.
This is just the kind of language that I want to be able to whip up in an everyday
I know,
conversation.
I know. It's everyday use of this.
Right, you might have to help me here. So the state... form of Liechtenstein.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing a nice genitive in
it
there.
It is, like, yes.
Liechtensteins.
Deins, yeah.
Is deswegen is therefore.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to translate this yeah. literally is a constitutional monarchy.
Yeah.
On a democratic parliamentary Grundlage.
Yeah, basis or foundation
system
yes.
or something like
yes.
that. Okay.
So this means that the head of the state is First Adam.
So this okay. is Prince Adam, yeah.
And he still has a veto.
Okay.
Yeah, he
right.
still can veto things.
Right.
But the reality is that they have a parliament mm-hmm. and the people can participate through elections and referenda.
I understand. Okay. And it's a cracking sentence to whip
absolutely,
out in a
absolutely.
German conversation over a beer or something.
Yes,
like that.
Absolutely.
Let's
so,
move on.
Let's move on. Das Fürstentum wurde am 23. Januar 1719 als solches gegründet.
Right. So the principality was founded
mm-hmm.
On the 23rd of January 1719. I don't know whether als solches.
Als solches refers to the Fürstentum. So as
oh,
such
as a,
so it was founded as a Fürstentum.
Yep.
It's
understand.
Not that it was something else and now it is a Fürstentum.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Hatte aber aufgrund mangelnder diplomatischen Verbindungen und Abkommen mit anderen Ländern Schwierigkeiten.
There are difficulties in there, but to be perfectly honest, I think the difficulties are going to be more with my translation of this because it's pretty difficult.
This is a difficult sentence, so let's do this step by step.
Yep.
Okay. So it was founded 1719.
Yeah.
And then hatte aber Schwierigkeiten.
So, but it had difficulties?
Yes. Okay, and okay. We'll, the next clause tells us what type of difficulties. So we know now it had difficulties, and then we find out why. Aufgrund means because of.
Right. Yeah.
And now the sentence tells us why it has difficulties. Mm-hmm. And it is mangelnder diplomatischen Verbindungen und Abkommen mit anderen Ländern.
Right, so I'm not sure about mangelnder.
But mangelnd means lacking.
All right, so lacking diplomatic links,
mm-hmm.
connections,
mm-hmm.
und Abkommen.
Agreements.
Right, agreements with other countries.
Yeah. Okay, I'll read the whole thing again.
Okay.
Das Fürstentum wurde am 23. Januar 1719 als solches gegründet, hatte aber aufgrund mangelnder diplomatischen Verbindungen und Abkommen mit anderen Ländern Schwierigkeiten.
Right, so okay. The principality was mm-hmm. founded as such on the 23rd of January 1719, mm-hmm. But because of or due to a lack of diplomatic links mm-hmm. and agreements with mm-hmm. other countries.
Mm-hmm. Had difficulties.
Had difficulties.
And now we see what kind of difficulties.
Ah, okay, right, okay.
That's uh-huh. coming
They're
now.
They're still coming, yeah.
Uh-huh. Eine stabile Wirtschaft aufzubauen und seinen Einwohnern gute Lebensbedingungen zu gewährleisten.
Right, okay. I think we should get a prize at the end of the
absolutely.
Sentence.
Absolutely. So, eine stabile Wirtschaft aufzubauen.
That's, so, to build a stable economy?
Yes, so it's a nice infinitive clause.
Yep.
That's why it's aufzubauen.
Yep.
Aufbauen is the infinitive, yeah. So, to build up a stable economy.
Mm-hmm.
Und seinen Einwohnern, was sind die Einwohner?
The inhabitants.
Yeah. Gute Lebensbedingungen zu gewährleisten.
So good quality of life.
Ja, standard of living.
Yep.
Ja, zu gewährleisten. Gewährleisten is to secure, to allow them to have.
Right. Okay.
Ja?
Okay. An extremely complex sentence, but I think this is really part of the whole reason we're making the Coffee Break German magazine.
Yeah, we this speak like of, this. Yeah. Unfortunately for our listeners, that's, I mean, I think Oliveira outdid herself here. But in reality, this could also have been my sentence. That's
right.
How we speak and write. Okay?
So let's just run through it one more time.
Yes.
So if you say the German, I'll say the
uh-huh.
English.
Das Fürstentum wurde am 23. Januar 1719 als solches gegründet.
So the principality was founded as such on the 23rd of January 1719.
Hatte aber aufgrund mangelnder diplomatischen Verbindungen und Abkommen mit anderen Ländern Schwierigkeiten.
But due to a lack of diplomatic links and agreements with other countries had some difficulties.
Eine stabile Wirtschaft aufzubauen.
In building a stable economy.
Und seinen Einwohnern gute Lebensbedingungen zu gewährleisten.
And confirming or ensuring
mm-hmm.
good living conditions for its inhabitants.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, let's move on.
Please do.
Erst seit Ende des Zweiten Weltkrieges konnte sich Liechtenstein dann langsam, aber stetig zu einem wichtigen Wirtschaftsstandort mit einer großen politischen Stabilität entwickeln.
Okay.
I would like to point out
yeah.
that this is one main clause. There are no subordinate clauses in there.
Okay. Right, let's split it up a little then.
Uh-huh. So, erst seit Ende des Zweiten Weltkrieges.
So, since the end of the Second World War.
Yeah, what is erst?
It means first.
Only.
Ah.
Only.
So does erst not mean first?
No, no. That would be erstens.
Okay, right, right,
oder
right.
Oder zuerst, yeah.
So erst on its own is just only.
Yeah.
So only since the end of the Second World War.
Konnte sich Liechtenstein. And then let's go to the end of the sentence. konnte sich Liechtenstein entwickeln.
So,
Was ist entwickeln?
To become?
To develop. So
develop.
It developed itself.
Ach, okay, aha. Right. So, sich mm-hmm. entwickeln.
Sich
because it's
entwickeln.
Konnte sich entwickeln.
Genau.
Okay.
So, and now we want to see to what it developed itself.
Yeah.
Konnte sich Liechtenstein dann langsam aber stetig.
But slowly but surely?
Mm-hmm. Steady.
Steady, mm-hmm. Okay. Slowly.
Slowly but steady. Zu einem wichtigen Wirtschaftsstandort mit einer großen politischen Stabilität entwickeln.
So, it developed into an important economic place.
Place, ja. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mit einer großen politischen Stabilität.
With great political stability?
Ja.
Okay.
And then entwickeln. I think what these sentences show is actually quite an important lesson for German learners. Mm-hmm. When you see a sentence like this, you need to go to the end of the sentence
yep.
to look at the verb. Because otherwise, you look at the words in the middle of the sentence and it makes no sense
yeah.
because you don't know at all what you're looking at.
Yeah.
So you go to the end and then you roll it up from the back.
Yeah, it
okay?
makes sense. It's like what you were saying last time about the when you were interpreting and when you,
yes.
you're sort of almost guessing based on what you know of the text. But obviously here we don't guess. We go to the end of the sentence.
You need to go to the
it.
End and say, okay, what am I looking at here?
Yep.
What is happening?
Okay, good.
So let's move on. So kam es zum Beispiel dazu, dass das Frauenstimmrecht erst im Jahr 1984 eingeführt wurde.
Right, so as an example of this, is that like saying so
kind of... So yes, it means that something happened
mm-hmm.
And it is exemplary for the fact that Liechtenstein was a slow burner.
Right, mm-hmm. Okay. So I think we're talking here about, is it women getting the vote?
Yes.
So women's suffrage first happened in the year 1984.
Erst? Only
happened, uh-huh. Yeah, sorry. So it only happened in 1984.
Mm-hmm. So etwas einführen ist to implement it.
Okay, so yeah. it was introduced or implemented.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Und der Beitritt zu den Vereinten Nationen im Jahr 1990 erfolgte.
So the Vereinten Nationen, is that the...
It's the UN.
The UN, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the entrance or membership mm-hmm. of the United Nations happened
yeah.
in 1990.
Exactly. Okay.
Can you give us, just looking back at that, so kam es zum Beispiel dazu, how would you translate that part of that sentence?
And so... For example, it happened that blah, 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 blah.
Right, okay. I see what you mean. Okay.
Okay,
let's move on.
Gut. Liechtenstein ist das einzige deutschsprachige Land, in dem Deutsch die einzige offizielle Amtssprache ist.
Okay, so Liechtenstein is the only German-speaking land, country. In which German is the only official language?
Yes, indeed.
How come?
So if we look at Switzerland, for example, there is French, Romansh and
Italian.
Yep. In Germany, there is Sorbisch.
Okay, all right, so the regional languages.
Yes, and Friesisch, etc., yep. etc. So there are quite a few in Germany. Then if we look at Belgium, mm-hmm. that is obviously multilingual.
Austria
has many other languages, for example... Hungarian
okay,
and Czech, etc. Depending, obviously, it's all due to geography and history.
Yep.
And then obviously we have Italy,
yep.
which has a German-speaking part, but it also in Italy we have Italian.
Yeah, okay, makes sense.
In den Medien wird normalerweise Schweizer Hochdeutsch gesprochen und wie auch in der Schweiz gibt es hier kein SZ. Sondern nur das doppelte S. Oder ich glaube,
Olivera hat scharfes S gesagt.
Ich sage SZ, ich bin halt Schweizerin.
kein Problem. Okay, so also in the media, high Swiss German is used.
Yeah.
Or Swiss high German, I don't know.
Yeah, Swiss high German.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And as also in Switzerland, there's no double S symbol.
Yes, you so scharfes S or SZ, whatever you prefer.
Yep.
We use the, or they use also the double S.
Okay.
Ja. Viele sprechen auch verschiedene lichtensteinische Dialekte.
So lots of people also speak Liechtenstein dialects.
Yes, and there are different ones, although okay. there are only 40,000 people. Von denen die meisten den mittelalemannischen oder hochalemannischen Dialekten aus den angrenzenden Schweizer Kantonen entsprechen.
Right, so I think these, most of these correspond to, I think we're getting quite technical here again, but at least it's not about politics, middle Alemannic or high Alemannic dialects.
Yes.
From the neighbouring Swiss cantons.
Yes, so in Switzerland, that's also quite interesting. So the Swiss German is Alemannic,
yep.
except the Swiss German from Basel.
Okay.
That is from a different language family.
Okay, that's very interesting. I had mm-hmm. no idea. So a subfamily of Germanic
German.
Language.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So these are from the angrenzenden. Mm-hmm. So that's the neighboring. Okay, they come up
yes.
to the border.
Yes.
The neighboring Swiss cantons.
Genau. Also wünschen wir vom Coffee Break Team Liechtenstein alles Gute zum 300. Geburtstag.
Right, so therefore we, for the whole Coffee Break team, wish mm-hmm. Liechtenstein all the best for its 300th birthday.
Exactly.
Excellent. There was a lot in that text, and I think we also saw some really good examples of, in a sense, the kind of German that we'll all come across when we're looking at it.
Yes, and I think it's about strategies, okay, and how do we approach these sentences when they're so complicated mm-hmm. and one subordinate clause in another, etc.
Yep.
And we need to be a bit analytical about it and say, okay, what am I looking for? And then go to the end and then fill in the gaps.
The gaps, yep. Excellent. Right, we're going to take a short break. I think we've earned it.
Mm-hmm,
and we'll
absolutely.
Be back in just a moment with our phone in. The Coffee Break German magazine is just one part of the full range of Coffee Break German resources available. You can check out our online courses, the premium versions of the lessons, which include, depending on the course, exercises, vocabulary, video versions and bonus audio. Or check us out on social media and practice your German. We are Learn German on Twitter, Coffee Break German on Facebook and search for Coffee Break Languages on Instagram. Okay, welcome back. We have a very interesting question this week from Farid, who's asking about a particular type of German. Over to you, Farid.
Hello, my name is Farid and I come from Azerbaijan. My German level is between B2 and C1. And I would like to ask something from the Coffee Break German team. So, I can write, well, I mean, grammatically correct, but I don't like the style I write, so how can a person improve his or her writing skills in terms of style? I mean, especially for the academic writing. I would like to hear your answers and recommendations. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Farid, for your question. And well done for being able to use German at a high level of B2, C1. Andrea, what do you think about this?
Yes, so writing is very, very challenging, especially even if you're a good speaker, writing is just a totally different thing.
Mm-hmm.
For improving your general writing, I would suggest that you read newspapers.
Yep.
And there are newspapers that are maybe more beneficial than others. So I would stick to, for example, Süddeutsche Zeitung, maybe the Neue Zürcher Zeitung. Careful though with the Neue Zürcher Zeitung, it's a Swiss newspaper and therefore doesn't use the SZ, for example. They use double S. But they have good writing style.
In terms of the style, it's still a high level.
Yes, and also Spiegel.
So that's a magazine, isn't it? It's one, the one with the red border.
Yes. Other literature, like books, like fiction, is a bit trickier because it depends also on how old this is. So if you pick something that is 100 years old, then you don't have current German. Then you have 100-year-old German.
Yeah, yeah. And so, also, it's perhaps not so much the academic style in the, in the books. So if Farid were to read some academic writing, how could he realistically use that to improve his own style of writing?
Yes, so academic writing is always a bit different from general writing and also in German. And the way to improve your academic writing skills is to read academic articles.
Of course.
And journals.
And just read them, or is there something else?
I would underline structures and phrases that come up regularly, and there will be many that come up regularly. It's all about hedging.
Well, what do you mean by that?
That means that you can make yourself safe from being attacked that this is not true.
Okay,
so you say something, but you don't want to pretend that this is a fact.
Right, so you've got to express yourself in such a way that you're making a claim, but you're backing it up with evidence.
Or you just say, that's not me who's claiming this.
Okay. But of course, if Farid is going to be writing this himself, he should be looking at other academic writing in German.
Yes,
therefore getting
and
these
underline what you find and then try to use these phrases.
Okay. Anything else about German academic writing?
Yes. We use different referencing systems. So a lot of German academic writing is with footnotes.
As opposed to using like a Harvard system.
So you have it on the same page.
Right.
Who said this and when, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a lot of work. Okay. And you have to, you really look it up and see how is this done? How do these people do this? Look at university websites.
Yep.
And say what are their referencing requirements.
I see. Well, Farid, I hope that that helps you in your tasks to write more academic writing in German. And thank you again for your question. If you have a question like Farid, any kind of question about the German language, about the learning of German, then get in touch with us. You can call our voicemail lines in the UK. It's 0141 416 6880. In the US, it's 347 474 6880. And in Australia, 08-7200-6880. Or just get in touch with us at coffeebreakquestions.com. We're back with the final segment of this show, and that is, of course, the part where we hand things over to Oliveira for the icing on the cake, the Sahnehäubchen.
Willkommen zum Sahnehäubchen. Wie geht's dir, Marc?
Es geht mir sehr gut, danke. Und dir?
Mir geht's auch gut, danke.
Also, was hast du für uns heute?
Heute habe ich ein noch längeres Wort als
noch
die
längeres.
Letzten Male. Ja, genau.
Wow, okay.
Und zwar heißt es Fußball-Weltmeisterschaftsqualifikationsspiel. This is one word in German.
Wow, okay, right. And it's actually not the most difficult word to understand. I think this is the qualification game for the Football World Cup.
Exactly.
Okay, I recognized various bits of that in there. So let's see, we'll split it up again. So let's go through each part.
Well, we could just say Fußball is one word because it's football.
Yeah.
Fuß meaning foot and ball meaning ball.
So even within that one word, part of that is a compound word itself.
Exactly. And then we have Weltmeisterschaft.
Weltmeisterschaft.
Which is one word in German. Welt meaning world. Mm-hmm. And Meisterschaft meaning some sort of championship.
Yep.
But in English we just call it World Cup.
World Cup, yep.
So Weltmeisterschaft is World Cup. And then Qualifikationsspiel.
So that's the qualifications game.
Yes, which is also one word in German. Mm-hmm. So that's the last word.
Uh-huh.
And That's basically us.
Okay, well, let's repeat it individual words and then we'll put the whole thing together. So let's go from the beginning.
Fußball.
Fußball.
Weltmeisterschaft.
Weltmeisterschaft.
Qualifikationsspiel.
Qualifikationsspiel.
Genau.
So just double checking. Qualifikationsspiel.
Yeah, there's a double S in there. S, yeah. Okay. One of them being at the end of Qualifikation, and then the next one being the start of Spiel. Yes.
Okay. So the whole word?
Fußball-Weltmeisterschafts-Qualifikationsspiel.
Fußball-Weltmeisterschafts-Qualifikationsspiel.
Ja, sehr gut.
One more time from you and we'll let our listeners repeat.
Fußball-Weltmeisterschafts-Qualifikationsspiel.
Okay, Oliveira, one more time, quickly.
Fußball-Weltmeisterschaftsqualifikationsspiel.
Sehr gut. Okay, and then our most important question. Wie viele Buchstaben hat dieses Wort?
Dieses Wort hat 44 Buchstaben.
Oh, we're going up. Okay, 44 Buchstaben, 44 letters this time. You know the drill?
I know the drill. For next time, I find even more letters in one word in German.
Ein noch längeres Wort.
Ein
ja?
noch längeres Wort, super.
Okay, thank you, Oliveira, for this time and bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Vierundvierzig Buchstaben, Andrea.
Ja, aber weißt du, Marc, in der Schweiz hat es 45 Buchstaben.
Ach so.
Weil wir bei Fußball ein Doppel-S machen.
Switzerland has won this particular game.
Yeah.
I love it. So 45 letters in Switzerland because of the double S rather than the Schaffes S.
Genau, Excellent. Sehr gut.
Well, that is where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break German. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Of course, if you would like to get access to the lesson notes for this lesson, you'll get the full transcript of all the German used and also additional vocabulary and explanations. There are exercises and there is also the vocabulary list too. You can find about all of this at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Now, our episodes go out every 2 weeks. And there's lots of content in each episode to keep you busy. But in between times, you can still practice your German with the Coffee Break team. We post regular language and cultural challenges on Facebook. Just search for Coffee Break German. We learn German on Twitter, where we post regular updates and mini language lessons. And to take a peek behind the scenes of all things Coffee Break, follow Coffee Break Languages on Instagram.
Okay, we'll be back next time, and the topic will be a musical topic next time. Looking forward to that. Until then, vielen Dank und bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2019 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.